hip and back. Doesn't hurt when I talk. But the pain, excuse me, the pain pill makes me sleepy. So if I go to sleep during my homily, I ask Deacon Bus to please wake me up. But anyway, in the gospel, Jesus is giving his farewell address to his apostles, his final discourse before he ascends into heaven. And so he said, "I and the Father are one." And so what does this mean now? Well, it's the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he reveals the Father reveals Jesus, and the church reveals Jesus. Tells us who Jesus is. And so Jesus tells them, you know, if when I leave you, you know, this is what's going to happen. I show you the way. You know the way. And Thomas said, "No, Lord, we do not know the way. How should we know the way?" In those days, they didn't have maps. They didn't have GPSs. So they couldn't track Jesus to follow him. And so Jesus said, "Yes, you know the way." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." What does this mean? See? Well, that Jesus and the Father are one. The Blessed Trinity, see. And so it's, as Jesus reveals the Father reveals the Son, and the church then expands on Jesus. And in the church, we are, you and I are the church. And the Holy Spirit then is within us to guide and direct us. And the apostles, or in the early church, the disciples had a hard time seeing Jesus or seeing God in Jesus. And the same way, you know, we too have a hard time seeing God in Jesus. The church is divine, the relationship between the Father and the Son Jesus is a perfect representation of the Father. But the church is a human institution, so it has flaws. And we know the flaws of the church from history. So we know that the church is very human, makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. But the church is also divine. And in its divinity is where we sort of operate. And so when we pray for a miracle, for a health problem, the miracle may not happen, but Jesus is present in the medical staff, in the help, the care that they give. When there's a natural disaster, tornado, hurricane, whatever the case may be, Jesus is present in the emergency people, the people that respond, friends and neighbors. Jesus' presence in those. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. Jesus very much present in mothers. The Holy Spirit working through. We know that motherhood is a tremendous task, very important job. Mothers need our support. We can see Jesus operating in mothers, the care they give. Their work is never done. It's a lifetime job. First of all, they bring the child into the world, going through 9 months of pregnancy, and then they raise that child earlier. You know, a child needs a lot of care, constant care, And the mother is always there, along with the father, of course. But since it's Mother's Day, we dwell on that. And then the child grows up in high school, then the teenage years, they have difficulties. They graduate. We just had, yesterday had graduations. And then they have to find a job. And sometimes they can't find a job, and so the mothers kind of suffer through that with the child. Then they have to find a mate to make sure you get the right one. And then even that, there's problems. So there's the problems never end. And so the mother is always there. It's God's presence to her children, to that child, I see. God's presence. And we see the Holy Spirit at work. And God is present in this congregation. The Holy Spirit living, dwelling within us. God is present, of course, in the Eucharist. And so we rely, and it's our faith. And the reading spoke first and second about faith, that we need the faith. And so we come together then to support each other in our faith, because knowing how difficult it is to live a life of faith, to live a life in the Spirit, but also being consoled that we don't live this life alone. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and we support each other in the work of the Holy Spirit working among us, and support ourselves by the Eucharist. Thank you.